So, we wanted to backsell the Super Bowl. How are we going to sell this segment? Are we selling it that, hey, I was in the production room and I saw some promos that they had in there, but they haven't been in rotation yet for some reason?
Yeah, well, that wasn't exactly selling it.
I just stumbled in the production area, saw these Super Bowl promos, and thought I'd just play them. These were the ones that didn't make the cut.
Yeah. I sold it good there, Jake.
He did better.
Goodness.
Here's one I found.
It's Super Bowl week on the ticket.
All right, let me ask you guys this. Are y'all aware of what various dongles are called?
Super Fun Times from Super Bowl 57.
The USB-C?
Like, it, would you know what this is right here? Oh, I just unplugged it today. What is that?
It's fine.
That's a little thingy.
See, okay, he's a grandma already.
That's a thingy to another thingy.
There's always a travel story with this crew.
This is USB-A, which is what everyone generally calls USB.
Right.
The ticket team hanging out.
Because I find HDMI. In my life, I'm trying to communicate to those closest
like
to
one
me.
Of these guys. USB to USB-C.
Oh, you need a USB-A to USB micro.
Yes.
Or something like that. USB-B micro.
I don't know those.
You've got to be by the channel for this stuff. Brought to you by Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
They're all USB.
Now, was that you recording our off-air comments and then putting it as if we would do that on the air?
No, that happened on the air. That was during our show.
Blake was so mad about that segment.
Blake, what?
He was so mad about that segment.
I was just fuming.
He hates when Gordo's on.
Not everybody's an engineer.
Mr. Gordon, Mr. Keith.
While I was in the production room, I found another one.
Oh, you did?
One of our favorite weeks of the year.
You made me go get him toast in the lobby.
Toast?
And then
toast.
I had to go get Advil.
Just toast.
Just one piece.
The ticket team hanging out.
It didn't faze me at all. But like, Killer was in bed till 11, like dry heaving.
This is what happens when 10 guys live together for a week.
That's the one rule. I'm not allowed to poop unless the shower is on.
Because sorry.
He doesn't want it to stink the room.
There's always a travel story with this crew.
So he tells you that if you want to relieve yourself, you have to turn the shower on.
Yes. He said do not blow up the bathroom.
You've got to be by the channel for this stuff.
So do you think if you drop a deuce in your hotel bathroom, if you turn on the shower, that's going to eliminate the smell?
No, I don't think it will, but you'll be in there the entire duration that you've dropped a deuce.
What?
What does that mean?
Super Bowl story time. Brought to you by Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right. I'm glad you found those in the production room.
You just happened upon that.
Yeah, good stuff. Maybe we'll have a few more tomorrow.
One of our favorite weeks of the year.
You made me go get him toast in the lobby.
Toast?
And then
toast.
I had to go get Advil.
Just toast?
Just one piece.
The ticket team hanging out.
It didn't faze me at all. But like, Killer was in bed till 11, like dry heaving.
This is what happens when 10 guys live together for a week.
That's the one rule. I'm not allowed to poop unless the shower is on. Because he doesn't want it to stink the room.
There's always a travel story with this crew.
So he tells you that if you want to relieve yourself, you have to turn the shower on.
Yes. He said do not blow up the bathroom.
You've got to be by the channel for this stuff.
So do you think if you drop a deuce in your hotel bathroom, if you turn on the shower, that's going to eliminate the smell?
No, I don't think it will, but you'll be in there the entire duration that you've dropped a deuce.
What
does that mean?
Super Bowl story time. Brought to you by Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, this segment is a sponsor.
Twin Peaks.
All right. So if something is plus $12,000.
Yeah.
And you bet $100, you get $12,000 when it wins?
That's correct.
Okay. We're all rooting for Tiger Woods tomorrow. Actually, throughout the whole weekend.
Especially on moving day.
That's tomorrow.
No.
$12,000 today.
To win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't...
I got it at $15,000.
On my little site, I don't have a top five. I need to get in on your little site.
My little cute little site.
Yeah. There are different little sites out there.
That's what I've heard.
We understand. So, a little more Super Bowl follow-up. You heard that promo coming out of the break. That was where we were talking to Jack, Engineer Jack, about the fact he was rooming with Killer, and the Killer gave him only two rules. One was, you can't record me. So, kind of similar to, I've had that laid down at the house very recently. Thank you, P1s, for ruining fun. And Killer, same way, right? He's just ruining fun. Let's record the Killer. Killer's fun. Killer audio's great. But Blake once recorded him and played it on the air, and then he got upset about that. So all his future roommates, he will tell, okay, these are my rules. Can't record. And then did he have rule two when you were there? Or did you cause rule two? Because rule two is no going number two in the bathroom that we share. But he had a caveat, unless you
turn on the shower.
Run the shower while you're doing the business. And we were just wondering, what does that do? Does that dissipate it? Does it?
I would think it might make it worse.
Does it steam up the smell? And,
yeah.
It's musty poop smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then his explanation, no, but you're going to be in there the whole time.
I know when we...
Well, yeah, I'm going to be in here though. I'm not...
Yeah, what do you... What do you think's gonna happen?
I'm taking off halfway. I don't.
Well, into the window.
Was his plan that you have to not just turn the shower on, you have to take a shower, so it'll extend your time in there?
Maybe.
Is that what it is?
That would make the most sense in this nonsensical discussion.
I can tell if my wife is going to go do that, because she'll go to the girls' bathroom,
like your daughter's bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
If my wife gets up in the morning and goes out of the room, and then she's not back for 5 or 10 minutes, then I know what's going down. And so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
She doesn't go to the one right next to our, you know, attached to our bedroom.
Thumbs up.
Anyway, I was talking to my daughter. My oldest daughter goes to Clemson, and she's part of the band. So she will be sent on road trips now and again. This year, to Notre Dame, if you recall, I bet big on Clemson. And that was my triple play.
For the only reason that you were there.
Because I was going to be there and I wanted to have some fun.
Yeah.
Worked out in the end for you, though.
I did end up storming the field after my triple play was beaten by 30-some points. But she said, so I was telling her for some reason about Killer's rules. And she said that it's kind of an unspoken thing, but all of the girls, for somehow she knows, she's familiar with these rules in the sense that they won't go number two in their bathroom that they share. They always have four girls to a room. And so they will just go to the lobby. And I'm thinking these hotel lobbies must have terrible, terrible bathrooms. If a lot of people are employing the, all right, we won't soil our own bathroom because we're worried about our roommates. Because Killer said he'll just go to the lobby. You're a guy who'll go to lobby for fun just because you like to go to different bathrooms.
Which I did.
You went to the lobby in our hotel, even though you have a room?
Yeah, but I was downstairs, like before I went back upstairs.
I would go upstairs.
Before
sure.
I was going back up to my room, I was like, let's see what this action's about. And ducked off over there.
Does everybody have a friend who's real proud of being able to go potty at different places?
I went at the convention center twice.
This is what I'm saying.
During the show?
I had a guy in college.
Maybe before, like, as
one of my good friends in college, and maybe I just gravitate towards people who like doing this, but one of my good friends in college would brag about, oh yeah, third floor library. Like, he knew the best place in the whole campus because he went everywhere on purpose.
Every campus I've been on, I got a map. I mean, I don't.
But you're that guy. You're the friend that is proud of all these places.
George
that he'll
Costanza.
Go.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, speaking of that Super Bowl promo, apparently yesterday Blake just went into the production room and found a couple of promos in there that hadn't been run yet, and that was one of them. And then this morning, Blake comes into our meeting and says,
"Guys,
hey guys, how are y'all?"
He says, "Hey, you know what? Weird. You know how that thing happened to me yesterday, where I just happened upon these promos that apparently they produced but didn't air." You say that's happened again? Another day?
Another day, and I found two brand new promos we haven't run
what?
Yet.
That's what? Unbelievable.
Nice. Isn't that crazy? You want to hear him?
Well, why don't we do it next?
It's Super Bowl week on the ticket.
All right, let me ask you guys this. Are y'all aware of what various dongles are called?
Super Fun Times from Super Bowl 57.
The USB-C?
Like, it, would no. you know what this is right here? Oh, I just unplugged it today.
That's,
like, what
pretty.
Is that?
It's fine.
That's a little thingy.
See, okay. He's a grandma already.
That's a thingy to another thingy.
There's always a travel story with this crew.
This is USB-A, which is what everyone generally calls USB.
Right.
The ticket team hanging out.
Because I find HDMI. In my life, I'm trying to communicate to those closest
like
to
like one
me.
Of these guys. USB to USB-C.
Oh, you need a USB-A
right. yes.
oh, yeah, yeah. to USB yes. micro.
Yes.
Or something like that. USB-B micro.
I don't know those.
You've got to be by the channel for this stuff. Brought to you by Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
They're all USB.
All right, listen closely. This is your last chance to meet Micah Parsons at Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock. This Friday, get to the Plano Event Center early and register for your chance to win the final meet and greet pass and an autographed football from Micah Parsons. Registration ends at 5:15, the drawing at 5:25.
Thank you, Blake. All right, let's follow up on that tease finally. Earlier today, Blake happened upon, this is what we're going with?
Shut up, just
do it. Jake's idea.
Oh, happened upon, the computer was open and somebody had been working on some Super Bowl promos. They saved them, but they never put them in rotation. And that's why we are going to present to you those promos that Blake just found this morning. They were just there. And you couldn't believe it, right? Especially after yesterday. You had to say, no way, two more.
I know, apparently someone's been making more of them.
All right.
It's Super Bowl week on the ticket.
Jack, TikTok Jack.
TikTok Jack.
China Jack. Give out your handle, Jack.
China.
Yeah, what's your TikTok?
No shot of giving it out.
There's always a travel story with this crew.
Well, what is it? Like, what do you do on your TikTok?
I just can't describe it.
The ticket team hanging out.
Come on.
Come on, let's put you in the K-hole. It's
Jack,
a follower.
Jack.
It's
Jack.
The handle's Jiggly Jack.
Jiggly Jack?
Yeah.
Big name guests sit down with us on Radio Row. You never know who'll drop by.
Jiggly Jack.
Yeah.
Hot sports opinions.
Can we put it on the computer?
You can't turn it up on this. There you go.
Can you look at TikTok on computer, Blake?
You've got to be by the channel for this stuff.
What do you mean by my
Riz different Jiggly
different?
Jack?
Yeah. What?
Super Bowl story time.
Riz.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
Riz.
I was rizzing this girl up the other night.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. See, he knows.
How does Gordon know about
Thank
that?
You.
Did you rizz all over?
Because I'm kidding.
Super Fun Times from Super Bowl 57. Brought to you by Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
I don't think he took 20 seconds to go from no shot at giving it out.
No shot.
To Jiggly Jack.
Underrated in there is when he asked Gordon, how do you know that? And Gordon says, because I'm him. He's got full-on internet teen lingo.
It's Jiggly Jack with two Ks, by the way, if you want to check out Engineers Jack. Engineer Jack's TikTok. And we found out you can do it on computer.
You can. You definitely can.
So that was the only promo you found today?
No, what? You're not going to believe it. I found another one.
Unbelievable.
It's Super Bowl week on the ticket.
This is almost Andy Reid, baby, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
Big name guests sit down with us on Radio Row.
Who are you?
I'm Johnny.
Johnny? Yeah. What's your last name?
Johnny Gadamowitz.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Super Bowl story time.
I have a great story about Noah Eagle.
A great story about Noah Eagle. All right.
Because of his dad's name?
Yeah.
What he did is he made sure to never tell anyone his last name. He only went by Noah his first 2 years of college because he wanted to earn everything he had in college.
Yep.
The the Cowboys aren't in the game, but they are on Radio Row.
Joining us now is the great Trayvon Diggs.
There you go.
Hey, man.
What's up, buddy?
Doing?
It's good to see you.
You never know who will drop by.
Welcome to The Ticket. You're on The Ticket in Dallas. What does that feel like?
It feels good.
Hot sports opinions.
We should keep Jake Ferguson. He's good.
Hot sports opinions.
Who's your favorite Cowboy?
I gotta go with Cooper Rush.
Hot sports opinions.
Yeah, it was funny when you got the pick. Yeah. About time you caught them all. Because you have butterfingers.
Hot sports opinions.
Hey, Trayvon, do you think we've been to the moon?
No.
One of our favorite weeks of the year.
You think that's a hoax?
You did once say you felt that...
Some questions.
We always see the same picture of the moon.
We do. We still haven't seen one till since the last time I said we've seen it. We still haven't seen a new picture.
You've got to be by the channel for this stuff.
Yeah, interesting.
Why aren't they dropping new moon pics?
Right.
Okay.
New technology.
Well, there's the dark side of the moon that we never see.
That's right.
Literally.
The Ticket team hanging out.
What do you? How old do you think I am?
I think you're 5 or 6.
Not even close, but you're right. I'm 6.
Celebrities have been cited.
Who's your best friend at school?
I'll say Hank. He's white.
Brought to you by Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Yep.
I hope Hank's parents told him about that.
White Hank?
Yeah.
Man, that's cool that you just found those in the production room.
Yep.
Yeah, who would think?
I'll have to go back tomorrow to see if there's any new ones in there tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow. What a tease.
Hopefully... Somebody closes up their account and there's not a security breach again.
Hey. Yes? Do you want to play those promos?
Yeah. Can we?
So this morning you were actually drove into the station again.
I was at the station in the do we have to do this again?
There's new people listening all the time.
Okay.
Why not?
I just stumbled into a production studio and saw a couple Super Bowl promos that didn't make the cut.
What?
I thought they were funny.
Wow.
So I'd like to play them for you.
I don't remember. Did you tell me guests or TikTok?
Yeah, play guests first.
Guests is first? Okay. Yeah. So we're backselling our Super Bowl trip, and this is the last day we can do it.
Remember that?
Next week, we have to backsell ticket stock.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
Remember that, Jake?
It's Super Bowl week on The Ticket.
Davey, what'd they say?
Does Davey know that he could use a microphone?
You would think he would be.
You know, we're on the air.
I didn't know we were back from the break. Sorry.
You've got to be by the channel for this stuff.
Donovan, who's that? Who's wearing the Old Spice shirt? I don't know.
Sports opinions.
Romo could never. Yeah. I mean, think about that.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Celebrities have been cited.
Do you know who she is?
I don't.
I feel like she's famous.
Wandering with the wireless mic.
Hey guys, can I interrupt you?
Oh, sure.
What are you doing?
Like chit-chatting.
Yeah? What's the conversation right now?
Life.
Big name guest, sit down with us on Radio Row.
This is Aaron Hawksworth, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
You never know who will drop by.
I talked to his dude. And he said that they have somewhere else to be, and they have limited time left before they have to be somewhere else.
Over there.
Super fun times from Super Bowl 57. Brought to you by Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
I can see why that was on the cutting room floor.
Aww.
Never really put that in rotation.
Yeah.
Because we suck.
Dude, you got so horns up.
Over Aaron Hawksworth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's...
I'll admit that.
Exceptional.
Yeah. Google it. Found one more?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, I think this one's better.
It's The Ticket.
Jack, do you want to do a TikTok real quick?
Wandering with the wireless mic.
Hello, we're from Dallas Radio. Are you involved in this TikTok thing?
Yes, but I'm not the person that can be interviewed.
Celebrities have been cited.
What's happening here?
Are you recording?
No.
Definitely not.
We're not recording. We're live on the air.
I can't answer it.
You can't answer a question.
Just ask him what's happening there.
How about this dude? Just give me anyone.
You never know who will drop by.
This is Jack, and he's Jiggly Jack on TikTok, and we were wondering what you guys were doing, and maybe he could do a TikTok for us.
Super fun times from Super Bowl 57.
I could do a TikTok? Anybody could?
know. I just really prefer if we could speak when you're not live.
Oh, my God.
But you don't want to let the public know?
She wants easy all dance of our
this
data,
all of Dallas
but we
Fort
can't
Worth
be live on
right
the radio.
Ask her how it feels to work for Xi Jinping.
Yeah, here's the thing. You, TikTok, wants to harvest all of our data, but you can't put it talk
well,
live on the
well
air.
The ticket team hanging out. Okay. Are they going to get security?
Yeah, hey,
he's getting...
You're not involved with TikTok?
Very politely to step away.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, no.
You're on Media Row, idiot.
One of our favorite weeks of the year. Brought to you by Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
How do you feel that went, Jack?
She had a Band-Aid on her toe.
Fantastic.
That was weird. You're on Media Row. You have a booth set up, but you don't want to publicize what you're doing.
I can't really talk to you right now.
I'm not the one to be interviewed.
And then we ask our intrepid reporter, and yeah, he says,
Jack, what'd you take away from that?
Shit, a Band-Aid.